Orchid guided her two mules and covered wagon after the man's horse and wagon towards his home in the country. He was a farmer. They were leaving town, where her father still laid in wait to be buried. Even though she wanted more than anything to sit with his body until it was buried, she had to do this. She'd wandered all over Last Chance, trying to work something out, but there was nothing she could do. A single, abandoned woman in a strange town was not well received. Her stomach was in knots and her hands trembled. What had she done? Her papa had saved all he could to put toward her dowry. He'd hidden it in a false bottom in the very trunk she sat on every day, if she wasn't walking beside the wagon. She had fantasized meeting a handsome man out west and letting her papa know he was the one. But with her papa dead, she had been kicked off the wagon train. There were no banks for miles and miles to withdraw their money so she could eat, or sleep, or buy a train ticket to somewhere, anywhere. Even with a dowry in hand, she couldn't rent a hotel room. The mortician reluctantly accepted pay for taking care of her papa's remains, but no one else in town would oblige a woman who had been discarded by the wagon train. Except the saloon. She didn't dare accept that man's offer to take her in. Desperate and terrified, she'd done the only thing she could think to do. Marry a local man. Aidan McVeigh was handsome enough to not be scary. When he told her he'd marry her, she first felt relief, then terror. But she didn't sense him to be evil or dangerous. She had prayed she was right about him and that he wouldn't be angry she had spent some of the dowry money to pay the mortician. He pulled up alongside a barn and jumped down to open the double doors. His house was a two-story. It needed to be whitewashed, but it looked sturdy and had a good-sized porch. She looked out across the fields to see only a scorched sea of dead grass and thin cows. "We can store your wagon inside if you want." He drew her attention to the barn. She nodded and moved to climb down. "Wait," he said so loud she jerked and froze in place. I just wanted to help you down." She sighed with relief and nodded. He reached for her waist and lifted her away from the wagon. He set her on the ground with ease. She felt like a rag doll. Turning to thank him, she realized his eyes held 1,000 questions. How could she blame him? She hadn't explained anything about herself or her circumstances. What sane woman would stand in the middle of the street and yell about having money for the first man to marry her? It had been an insane decision, but she had seen no other option. "I'll unhitch the team and put him in the stalls," he said.
"No, I'll help,"
she insisted, and began, without waiting for his reply, to undo the yoke and harnesses from the mules. She walked them both into the barn and looked around.
"Which stalls?"
"Over there." He pointed at 2 empty stalls. She cooed and coaxed the mules into their places and looked around for a brush. She began brushing down the first mule's back.
"Good girl, Peaches. Good girl."
The other mule nickered.
"You'll get your turn, Cream."
"I can do that." Aidan brought his horse into the stall behind the 2 mules. "You should go into the house and get settled."
"No, I'm all right. I did this every night for Papa."
A hitch caught in her throat and she clamped her mouth closed. Once she could speak without exposing her sadness, she said,
"I don't mind."
Aidan nodded and set to clean down his horse. That done, he filled what little feed he had in his horse's bucket and gave him some water.
"Where'd you get the water?"
She looked around for some for her mules. "Yeah, there's not much," he said. "The well's nearly dry, but there's some. It's muddy. I go to the river and skim a barrelful once a week. It's not real clean, but I boil it and filter it through cheesecloth so we can drink it." He scooped a ladle and brought it to the mules. She nodded her appreciation and turned to go pull her wagon into the barn. He rushed up behind her.
"No," he stated. "I'll bring the wagons in."
She smiled and stepped back out of his way. She knew how heavy her papa's wagon was. Loaded down like it is with his developing equipment, it wasn't easy to pull or push. She watched the man lean his weight to get the wagon started. Silently, she walked around to the back of the wagon and put her shoulder into it. He looked around to see her pushing from behind.
"You don't need to do that."
She shrugged and leaned harder into pushing with her head down.
"I'm used to helping."
Soon they had the wagon in the barn. She climbed into the back and came out with a bundle.